Advocate Fadzema here, the national spokesperson of the MDC Alliance, has been arrested today in the morning around 9 a.m. by law and order officers. The police are then charged with spreading falsehood. That is the same case that the investigative journalist Hopewell Chongolo was arrested for, and the national deputy chairperson of the MDC Alliance, Honorable Job Wiwa Sikala, he was also arrested on that matter.
If I'm right, Mahere is the third person to be arrested for what the government calls false information. I was asking whether there's any evidence about this killing of the infant that was mentioned by Hope Chigono and now by Mahere. Is there any evidence that they can show to the public?
This is a victimization of leaders of society. This is a clear sign of a government that fears its people. The video of that police officer fighting with the people is all over in the social media, is everywhere. You know, it's not a secret. What is being said by people is not a secret. And everyone saw the video circulating, and there were people, many people at the bus terminus. So it's not about that we as the MDC Alliance or the journalists were talking from nowhere. You know, they were commenting on the video that was circulating on social media.
So what does the party intend to do now? I mean, are you going to go to court to seek Mahere's release?
There is a legal team that is working on it. We are working with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. They've got a pool of lawyers that are working on those cases. So they are concentrating on that. And our legal team, you know, led by our Secretary for Legal Affairs, is focusing on that. But what is very important is that at this juncture, as Zimbabweans, as a people, as Africa, we need to draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough. Because what is happening right now is a clear declaration of war by the government against its citizens. It's a declaration of war against the ordinary people, against the poor. Because if you look at the things or the things unfolding here in Zimbabwe, it's a matter of who is who in terms of if you are a ZANU-PF person, you are immune. If you are an MDC sympathizer, or as MDC member or a leader, you are vulnerable to police brutality. You are vulnerable to arrest. So the